there. My name is Martha.
And I'm Colby. And this is the Shit You Need to Know podcast.
The show where we talk about what you need to know to live your best millennial life.
Listen in each week as we talk about everything from our favorite pizza to how to drop your toxic friends.
We ask each other the questions, and somewhere between us, there's an answer.
Because there's shit you need to know.
Hey, I'm Martha.
And this is Colby on the Shit You Need to Know podcast.
A podcast where we talk about things you need to know and some things you didn't.
That's the best one we've ever done.
I know, I'm actually pretty proud of that. Man, we're getting it. I apologize if I sound a little hoarse. I just came off a cold, and I think the longer I talk, the longer I'm going to sound a little bit scratchy. So I do apologize.
Good thing we're doing two episodes this week. Or recording two episodes, rather.
They don't need to know that.
Hey, you like to pull back the curtain. Let me see what the real Wizard of Oz looks like.
We have a pretty easy question of the week for you. And that is, do you like hard seltzer? Do you like the Trulies? Do you like the White Claws? Do you like the homebrewed brewery version of hard seltzer? Colby, what do you say?
I have had one sip of Truly. It was fine. I do like White Claw, though. So my new go-to drink is lime White Claw with lemon flavored rum.
Oh,
it's very good.
I would like that. For full disclosure, you are drinking a White Claw currently. Please sponsor us.
Raspberry.
I'm going to have to go on the opposite end of the spectrum, and I don't actually like hard seltzer. I never got into LaCroix, however you want to pronounce it.
Okay, but LaCroix is terrible. LaCroix.
Is it?
It's real bad.
Are there better ones?
I'm sure there are, but I haven't had
them. I have, I think it's called Bon and Viv. And I think that's
I've heard of it.
Yeah. I had it in Nashville, and I think that was sort of the hard seltzer-y cocktail thing, and that wasn't terrible, but it didn't have a lot of flavor.
Is that the one with the mermaid on it?
Yeah, exactly. So if you can give me a hard seltzer cocktail thing, you know what I did just have yesterday, last night? I bought this four pack from Target of a UV pink lemonade vodka cocktail, and it was nasty. I was struggling to finish it, but don't recommend that. So I'm just sticking with my rosé tonight. You can find me on Instagram at Real Martha Riley or at SYNTK Pod, where we will have the poll up. As I'm saying this, I realize I did not do the poll for last week on time, so I apologize about that. Instagram is just so hard to post. So sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't. Follow us anyways.
You're still better at Instagram than I am, but you can still find me there at Colby Complains as well as on Twitter.
You can find us on Pinterest somewhere. I think I
know you.
You can find me on Pinterest.
I do have a Pinterest, but I no longer use it.
Fair. Welcome back to Growing Up Month on our podcast. This is the last week of Growing Up Month before we intro our next month at the end of the episode, which we're very excited for. Last week, we talked a little bit about burnout and how that affects us. What are we talking about this week, Colby?
This week, we're talking about goal setting and our paths in life. So we're basically going to talk about how we got to where we are and the ways we have set goals in the past and how we are setting goals, future goals for ourselves in the future is the best way to say that sentence.
Right, because we all sort of have, I guess, ideal visions for ourselves, or at least I do. I know where I want to be, maybe not in 5 years, maybe not in 10 years, but I know there are some things that I would like to accomplish in my life. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and if we have accomplished them or what we maybe still need to do to accomplish them. Because I think as a millennial, I'm 25. Shit, I'll be 26 in January.
Old.
Oh my God.
You're going to be 3 years older than me. How does that feel?
Really bad. We're going to have to do a birthday episode or something. Oh, we didn't do a birthday episode. Oh, you weren't on the podcast when it was your birthday. So that makes sense.
Not quite.
as millennials, I feel that we are held to a standard, and we talked about that in the burnout episode, but we're held to the standard where we need to be sort of the best at something, or the best for us, or we need to always be doing something exciting and interesting. So I'm curious to see if that has affected you at all, Colby, and maybe affected your path in life. Like maybe your parents were like, you need to become a doctor or something like that. Yeah, that's what we're talking about this week. It should be pretty interesting. And we don't really have a set plan for this one, so we're just gonna keep going and see where we end up.
Well, let's start with expectations. And I think that parental expectations are a good place to start as far as like where we ended up in life at our current moment and what our future plans on, at least they are for me.
Okay. Tell me more.
So like college was always an expectation for me. Always.
Okay.
So I always worked. When I was in high school, I always worked with college in mind. It's like, okay, you need to do this because it looks good on a college application. You need to do this because it looks good on a college application, which is why I did everything in high school. Probably more, like definitely more than most kids my age.
Oh, I was the exact same way. I can like list you all my high school activities just because it was so much and so ridiculous.
You might have more than me, honestly, because I think about, well, here's the thing. Like, I think about it and I for sure did more than most of my peers. But I mean, not to toot my alma mater's horn, but like University of North Carolina, public Ivy, like it's a pretty good school, a fairly competitive school. So I was like, I need to at least seem as competitive as all the other kids who are applying to this school.
I went to the University of Minnesota, which is not a public Ivy. It's just a public school. It's not even the best in the Big Ten. So I...
Michigan is a public Ivy.
So I went to the University of Minnesota, and I think the expectations that I had were more put on myself than my parents put on me. For some reason, I really wanted to go to a prestigious school. Fun fact, I actually applied to 7. I probably couldn't even tell you. I was Berkeley, Northwestern, Wellesley, like an all women's college. Like I would have not thrived there for many reasons. McGill in Canada was one of them. I can't even like, oh, St. Olaf in Minnesota, I think.
I love Frozen.
I actually only got into the University of Minnesota. So first of all, that was like a huge, like, I guess, turning point in my plan. There's something else I want to talk about later, and that is a sliding door moment. And I'll explain what that is in a bit. But so not going to any of these fancy colleges that I decided to go to, or that I wanted to go to, was kind of a big turning point for me, because I was like, okay, I have to do the best with my given situation, and that is a public university 15 minutes away from where I grew up. And honestly, it felt like a big slap in the face, just because I thought I could do better than that, and I had really prepared myself in high school to do better than that. So when I say like a sliding door moment, I mean that, okay, is there one decision in your life that sort of set up the rest of your life? And then if you would have done something different, how would your life have been affected? So I think if I went somewhere else, like if I went to a liberal arts school that didn't have a business school, I wouldn't have started a company. I maybe wouldn't have found my entrepreneurial spirit. And that's something that's really important to me. That's another part on my life path. So that was a big moment for me, like graduating from the University of Minnesota. No, it's not the most prestigious school, but I think it was right for me at that point in my life. Also, I'm not as in debt as some of the people that did go to private school. So shout out to that. Also, shout out to anyone who wants to erase my student loans.
I think as far as we'll get to my sliding door moment in a second, because I still have to think about it. But as far as like me choosing colleges, I applied to 4 schools. I can tell you which ones they are. I applied to UNC Charlotte, Appalachian State, East Carolina, and Carolina UNC.
Okay.
I got into all 4, and I got scholarship money from some of them. But I, like, since I was a kid, I was like, we're like 13-ish. I was like, I want to go to UNC. Like, I want to go to Carolina. That is the school for me. I'll figure it out when I get there.
Yeah.
I really wanted to go to Carolina. So once I got my acceptance letter there, it was over.
Right. God, I applied early decision to Northwestern because I was for sure like, this is a school I need to go to. This is what I'm going to do. And I didn't. And I didn't get in. And I remember crying, watching a movie because I was just thinking about my rejection letter. And you know what? That's okay. Because like some of the people that I met that went to those fancy schools are like people that I knew that went to my high school and then went to a fancy school, they turned out to be total dicks. So I don't know. Not saying that anyone went to Northwestern is a dick. That's not what I'm saying. But I think...
Jesse.
I think that, I don't know, looking back on my life path, college was definitely an important part. And I talk a lot about how freshman year was really hard for me and how I started a company my senior year of school. So those like really bookended my experience. But I don't think that's the end game for me. Like, I don't think college was, I didn't peak in college. I don't know. Shit. Maybe I did. I don't think I did. maybe if you knew me in college and you know me now, you can let me know, but I'm pretty sure I didn't peak. So it's not the end game for me. And I think that gives me a little bit of a weight off my shoulders in the sense that, okay, that was like one step of proving myself. I don't have to prove myself anymore. Do you sort of resonate with that?
Yes, a little bit. I mean, here, I have a question for you.
Okay.
If you could go back to the start of your first year of college and do it over again, would you?
Absolutely. I would change a lot of things.
I would also change so many things about my college experience.
Do you think that's good or bad, though? Like, should we want to change things or should we just maybe work towards accepting the way? I mean, like, I don't think every day of my life, like, fucking A, man, like, I got to go back to college. Like, I don't think
that. Yeah.
But is it better to just, like, move towards acceptance or I don't know?
I mean, like long-term mental health probably, but like I still think about like, so I went into college, a biomedical engineering major, cause I was good at math and I didn't know what else to do with it.
Okay. So I know you've said that before and mm-hmm. knowing you, that is, it's so weird to me that that was what you thought you were going to be good at. Cause that's like not... Let's do that. What major would you have picked for me? Because I definitely would have picked biomed. I would have maybe picked you. I was like, honestly, I could see you doing pretty well in business school, like BSing your way through marketing. Okay, excuse me.
I'm
who
not
makes
a snake
more
like
money
you.
Than you. What major
so
could
much
you
more,
pick
but
for me?
Soon, not that much more. I mean, still that much more, but not as
that
much more.
Do you know how much
more.
I make?
Martha, if you weren't a B school kid.
Ooh, shudder.
I think you would have been good in, I think, like general communications, like strategic communications. I think that would have been a good thing for you.
I think I learned about that a little too late in my life. And I don't think I fully knew that that was a thing that I could have done. Otherwise, you're right, I probably would have.
I wish I would have known, like, at least the view of like what the comms major was at Carolina, like the communications major was the stereotype, at least that I heard. So, no offense to any, I'm prefacing this, or yeah, I am fronting this a lot. No offense to any comms majors from Carolina, but it was like, this is the major for the kids that didn't get into the J school, didn't get into the journalism school.
I think comm was in our J school, so.
It was not in ours, but I think if I could do college over again, I would have either tried for, I wouldn't have taken any math. I'm good enough at math. I don't need to take more. I would have either gone the J school route or just gone to communications, honestly.
Funny thing about communications. So I think you're right. Like, I think it can be maybe looked down upon, and this is totally an aside, just an interesting story. But this guy I went to high school with, his name is, I don't know, we'll call him Greg. Greg was, I didn't know him that well in high school, but I didn't remember him being super cool. Like, I didn't remember him being hanging out with the right people, or, and maybe that was like totally my judgment, just because some of the people I remember seeing him with were not the best people. And fast forward, I don't know, how many years have I been out of high school? Seven. So fast forward 8 years for him. Jesus. Fast forward 8 years for Greg, and he is now like one of the social media managers for the Timberwolves. So it's really funny how so much can change in such a short amount of time in like those formative years. It reminds me of my dad, who has basically had, he's been in the same industry his whole life. And I think that I'm pretty lucky to be able to bounce around jobs and try out side hustles, you know, do this podcast with you. And I think that's really cool. So it's just very interesting to me that my life has changed in a short amount of years, but for some people, it is really all the same. So, I mean, they're like what I'm, the point I'm trying to make is their path is very linear compared to mine, which is like up and down, like do a couple loops. I think it just really depends.
Yeah, my mom is the same way. She has worked for the company that she's worked for literally since the 80s. She has been there.
Wow.
Yeah. And I mean, she worked her way up from like a call center to like a very senior job at this company. But I cannot imagine myself staying somewhere for going on 40 years.
Do you think it's part of the, I don't know, call it the millennial condition to want to have this circular path? Not circular, but like, not linear path? I don't know. Or is it just because like there's nothing else out there for us and we're all gonna die?
I mean, I think it is. I think that there, that millennials and younger people, Gen Z, Zillennials, whatever, are more likely to jump around from job to job, just because when we were growing up, we were told we can be anything we wanted when we grew up. So we are like, okay, cool, we'll be whatever we want. And then we get into one job, you're like, ooh, I don't want this. So you jump into the next thing that you want. And I think that it's gotten to the point where it's almost expected that people our age, at least when I talk to my mom and her peers, they're like, we don't expect people who are your age, Colby, to stay here for very long, like probably here for 3 to 5 years and bouncing.
Yeah. And that makes sense to me. I mean, that's sort of like, I kind of get bored. I mean, I've only been at this job for, you know, 3 weeks and I really like it so far. So to me, it would be kind of be nice to not have to move around a lot or like be able to move up in a company. But I just can't see that far ahead either. Like, I have no idea. I have a 5-year plan or like what some things I want to accomplish in 5 years. But beyond that, like, if you ask me, will I still be in Minnesota in 10 years? I don't know the answer to that.
Do you still have any pressures from your parents to do anything professionally?
That's a good question. Sometimes my dad tells me he thinks I should go to law school.
Oh, mine too.
God, I wouldn't be a good lawyer. I don't know what he thinks I would be good at. No, I think my mom, I don't want to like toot my own horn because I'm a modest person most of the time. But I feel like I'm pretty accomplished, like honestly more so than I thought I would be 3 years out of college. I remember graduating. I didn't have the highest paying job right out of school and I felt kind of bad. I was like, oh no, like I'm not making enough. My friends are making a lot more than me.
Been there.
Yeah. I just remember feeling kind of bad about that. Like, oh, you know, whatever, whatever. But now I make far more than most of my friends. So I just think it's funny that, you know, you worry about nothing, or you worry about comparing yourself to other people. You're worried about your, what your parents think, but really the only person that knows best is you. So yeah, I don't know. Do you feel that your parents still pressure you? Like one more thing to add to that is, my mom doesn't pressure me to move out of her house anytime soon, which is really nice. I mean, shit, maybe she will in like 6 months. But, and my dad is only nagging like, oh, you need to budget more. Like, you shouldn't have this much debt or whatever. And I absolutely shouldn't. That's my own fault. But it's really, I honestly, like, I hope they're proud of me, and I think they're proud of me. So I think I'm good. Like, I think I sort of surpassed the parental expectations level of life.
No, my parents are still, like, for sure proud of me. They still very much expect me to get a master's. They really do. And a part of it is, like, you are a black person in America. You need to have every advantage to get half of whatever, like, a white person of similar background to you, just to have a close to an equal shot. So I get that. I don't want to go back to school, right, but it's something that I am heavily considering.
What would you go back to school for?
Probably something in communications, if I had to guess.
I was just thinking, I was like, maybe I should go back to school for communications.
Yeah, no, like, I've looked at, like, different programs around where I plan on being in the next 3 to 5 years, because I did take the GRE my senior year of high school.
Oh, wow.
If I'm going to grad school, I need to use that before it expires. So
what the fuck? Senior year of high school?
High school. Did I say high school? I meant college.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was like,
I did not take the GRE in high school. No.
That's funny.
But I have, just as a big aside, we may have talked about this before. I don't know. Did we talk about how many times we took the SAT before? I think we have.
We have. Not on the podcast, though.
Oh, I took it a lot.
Two times. Well, so I didn't take the SAT. I took the ACT times.
Yeah.
I took it twice. I did what I wanted to on the first time, and I did worse the second time. So I was dead.
I took it like 5 or 6 times.
What was your, like, did you do good?
Yeah, no, I got well enough to get into whatever school I wanted to go to. If I wanted to, I was contemplating applying to Duke or Wake Forest, and it probably wouldn't have been quite good enough for either of those, but for Caroline, it was good enough.
Nice. Okay, question for you. Mm-hmm. Is this where you want to be in life? Right now, today?
Today, no. But okay. Things also, I'm not going to talk about it in depth, but things also changed for me in the better today. So we're getting there, but like literally today as we're recording, no.
Okay. Where do you want to be?
Where do I want to be? I want to be where I plan on being in about 3 weeks.
Okay. So that's like a very specific answer. Is there anything... Like,
I would like to be somewhere where I can depend on myself.
Okay. I like that answer.
Which I cannot do right now. I'd like to be somewhere where I have the freedom to be able to, freedom of movement, like literally physically, where I can be like, hey, I want to go here for however long amount of time and just be able to like spend the money and go.
Sure.
Those are like the two biggest things I was thinking about, like, before we hit record.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think those are two good goals. Like, for me, and I don't know if this is like good, but I always want better for myself, but I also want to be satisfied. Like, I don't always want to be searching for better and better and better. Mm-hmm. Because like at some point that doesn't exist. So I want to like learn how to be, or just like practice being satisfied with my situation. But I do consider myself like a high achiever, and I have a lot of personal goals for myself that if I don't meet, I will be somewhat disappointed. So I think it just depends, I guess, where I am today. No, like I would like to be out of debt. Student loans notwithstanding, I would like
those two.
I would like to have a savings account that I don't accidentally have to like dip into every month when I overspend.
That's a word.
Yeah, I mean, like there are different goals that I haven't reached yet. I would like to move to Colorado in 5 years. That's another one. Or maybe at least try to live outside of Minnesota, just because I never have, except for 3 months when I was 20. Yeah. Shit. 20 or 21? I don't remember. I was young. I studied abroad, Colby. Did you know that?
Oh my God, you studied abroad?
I appreciate it.
I'd like to move out of Greensboro, which is where I live now. I spent like my entire childhood up until college living in Greensboro, and I don't want to be there. In college, I moved to the Triangle, which is I love the Triangle. Some people who grew up there don't love it as much as I do, but I think it's a really cool part of the state, and I can see myself being there for a very long time. Maybe I'm a homebody. I think I am a homebody, honestly.
If you didn't know that by now.
Yeah, I like being... I don't mind being close to home, but living in home is a lot. I like being close to home means a lot to me.
There's not many places in Minnesota where I could move to that would be, I guess, because in North Carolina, you kind of have, you know, the Triangle, you have Charlotte, and then you have
Greensboro.
Is that a big city? I actually don't know.
So the three biggest cities in North Carolina are Charlotte, which is Charlotte, Raleigh, which is in the Triangle, and Greensboro.
Oh, okay. So you have three big cities. We kind of just have two. Twin cities.
Right next to each other.
Yeah. So like me, I count them as one. So we have like the Minneapolis, St. Paul metro area, and then we have Duluth, which is north. So if I wanted to move away and still be close, I would have to move to Duluth, but that's less exciting than here. So that's why I wouldn't mind trying to live somewhere else for a change. I don't know. It's really not like, and that depends on so many things. If I'm, you know, satisfied in my job, or maybe I'm in a relationship that other person doesn't want to move, that's a whole nother thing. But it's definitely something that I'm like putting out there and would like, you know, catch me in 5 years when we're still doing this. Because I'm forcing Colby to.
I can see myself in Atlanta maybe 5-10 years from now. I could do it. I went and visited my... So I've been to Atlanta three times. The first two, I didn't get to see the city at all because it was for band stuff. And then the last time I went and visited my friend... And I was driving around the city. I was like, this I can do. It's like a proper city. I mean, not that like Charlotte isn't a proper city. It's certainly turning into one.
Yeah.
But Atlanta is like Charlotte, but bigger and better. And I haven't
been, so.
It's cool. Come to the South. The South is fun.
I was just going to say, I was like, we need to, you know, make a meetup happen in the future. I think that's one of my 5-year goals. Oh my God, I'd be really sad if it took me 5 years to meet in person. That would make me really sad. Even if you won't come up here, I'll come down here. I'll just force myself upon.
It's like it can be a recurring joke. It's like we've never actually seen each other in person. I feel like I'm going to be surprised by your height.
Because I'm short?
Yes.
Do I project a larger personality?
Yeah, you do not have short person energy. Even though short girl energy is different from short guy energy.
Totally. Who's a short guy? There's like a celebrity who's like 5'5". I think fucking Kit Harington is like 5'7" or something. So that's like pretty short.
It's not even though, but Kit Harington does not have short guy energy.
What energy does he have?
Like if you would have asked me how tall Kit Harington is, I'd say like 5'9", 5'10". He carries himself like a 5'10" gentleman.
He's 5'8", so... So we have all these goals for ourselves. How do you plan to achieve yours? Because I'm not the best at goal setting. I mean, I can write it down and then like hope I'll get there. But that's the extent of my skills.
I mean, the cliche is SMART goals. We all know what SMART goals are, right? Is that something you've encountered before?
Yes. Specific, measurable, mm-hmm. action, mm-hmm. relate. I don't know what the R is. Anyways.
Specific, measurable, attainable, or achievable, realistic, and time-bound.
So, yeah. No, that's like a cliche for a reason. I feel like that actually maybe works.
I think it does.
I think another, like with SMART goals, it's also important to... So say you want to, like me, okay, I want to move to Colorado within 5 years and have like $10,000 to my name, something like that, like in my emergency account. Well, those are really big goals. So it helps to break that into smaller goals. Like, okay, I can start saving like $100 a month or something like that and up it by $100 for the next year and go up from there. So if you want to move somewhere, okay, say you want to move to Colorado in 5 years. You can take smaller steps to get there. Maybe you can, you know, a year out, start putting out some feelers or like updating your LinkedIn profile or updating your resume. Those are all really small steps that will help you get to that big goal. So I think for me, it helps to take that big picture goal and then break it up into smaller steps that are easily attainable. And all the while knowing that like, okay, it's not, you don't have to beat yourself up if you don't meet your goals. I think that's a really important thing too. You can just adjust them, like adjust the moving target and be able to hit that instead.
Yeah, big retweet on all the things that you just said. I think that being kind to yourself when you don't meet a certain goal is super important, because at least for me, I have a propensity to beat myself up when I don't do something that I expected myself to do, like whether it is sports or career wise or relationship wise, whatever. I have a propensity to say it was like the worst thing ever whenever I do something like that. So it's not a helpful habit for me to have. So that's something that I am actively working on not doing anymore. And I think that the more you do that, the less likely you are to meet future goals, because you're sitting there like wallowing in yourself. And then also you're less likely to make goals in the future because you're spiraling into that didn't work. Nothing will ever work because nothing's ever worked. And then at least that's how my brain works. Maybe I need to go to therapy.
Is that our other recurring joke? Oh, does Kobe need therapy? Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. We all do. No, I think that's really important. And I think that's another good point that we all sort of work in different ways. So maybe you are a really high achiever and you can just hit your goal targets all the time. And maybe maybe this is new to you. Maybe you haven't set any personal goals before. And that's totally okay too. But it just helps to remember that, like, okay, I'm not. Like, don't compare yourself to Mir Colby. Don't compare yourself to your partner. Don't compare yourself to your best friend. You're all on different paths. And I think that's like the cool thing about this episode is, and as we've been talking, like Colby started on he literally lives in a different state than me. He has done completely different things, but yet somehow our path brought us together. And that's the cool part, is that you don't know what your path in life is going to be. You don't know what other people's paths in life are going to be. You're just along for the ride, as cheesy as that sounds.
Everyone, thanks for joining us on our growing up month journey. I had a good time. It's been an introspective month for us. What do you think, Martha?
I definitely think so. And you know what? We are older than when we started, so we grew up right along with you. I don't know if we wandered, but we found our way back, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did.
Just like life, M4, you keep going and you wander back and forth, and
no one knows that I'm called M4 outside the internet.
So. It's fine. I'm going to call you M4 on this podcast, and I don't care. Okay. So we are entering Pop Culture Month. Hell where yeah. We are going to talk about things that are important to us in pop culture. We are going to have a game show. We are going to talk about a Disney Plus movie neither of us have heard of or seen.
Listen, it's going to be so fucking fun. We planned this out one night and I'm so excited. It's going to be great.
But first, we are going to talk about my favorite show ever. We are going to be talking about the first two episodes of Avatar: The Last Airbender, The Boy and the Iceberg, and The Avatar Returns. So if you want to follow along with our first two episodes, please watch those first two. Martha, you found a way to watch them.
Can Nick you tell Jr. people how to do that? On Amazon, 7-day free trial, baby.
So use that Amazon free trial to watch the first two episodes of Avatar: The Last Airbender. Or if you're like me and own the box set, just go ahead and pop those in and join us next week when we can talk about how long ago the four nations lived together. Oh, in harmony.
Jesus Christ. We'll see you next week on Shit You Need to Know. Have a good week. Find us online at www.shityouneedtoknow.com or needtoknow.show and on Twitter and Instagram at SYNTKpod.
Thank you to Stephen Boyd and DJ Empirical for all things sound.
And thanks to Sir and Purs for the artwork.
Big shouts to Irene, even though you don't listen to the podcast.
And don't forget to rate us 5 stars and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and we'll talk soon. Now I have to Google interlude. Do, 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 do. A Windows period is emoji.
Do, 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 do,
what? Oh my God. That's so cool. Holy shit. I what just learned something. At? If you, okay, on a Windows computer, if you hit Windows period and
it brings up the emoji keyboard.
Yes. Did you know that?
I do social media sometimes in my job.
Whatever.